Well, first of all, you can't believe how many people told me, don't use the word happiness. You're going to destroy the book. I said, actually, that's one of my major premises, that we should not shy away from this word. And not only do I address that with the meaning of the actual Hebrew and Greek words and the whole semantic domains and families of words in the Hebrew and the Greek, which mean happiness and which are used in Scripture and which are synonyms, but throughout the history of the English-speaking church, happiness was a synonym for joy, and you can have Jonathan Edwards go on and on about happiness, the great Puritan. You can have, you see, Charles Spurgeon, who used happiness as much as he used the word joy, and really took delight in explaining, oh, the happiness, oh, the gladness, oh, the joy of God's children. And he'll go on like that, and you say, well, wait, he's not pitting happiness against joy. It's just another word for the same thing, but this you know, numerous words kind of have this effect of reinforcing the idea. And what happened was, and when I think one of the early proponents of the joy versus happiness and happiness is not good and not godly, sadly, was Oswald Chambers, who I absolutely love. I mean, My Utmost for His Highest. I love that book. But some of the things that he says, that happiness has no relationship to the Christian faith, that it is an insult to Jesus Christ to use the word happiness in relationship to him, and things like that. Well, what he was doing was he was rebelling against a society that was trying to find happiness in sin. And so because somebody's going out and getting drunk and being immoral in search of happiness, then it became, you know, the right thing, the moral thing was to decry happiness. But in fact, that's a tragic error. And the reason it's a tragic error is because happiness has always been the language that the world and the church shared in common. The difference was that the people of God knew that happiness could only be found in Christ. And the problem wasn't seeking happiness. All people seek happiness all the time. It wasn't just Pascal who said that, though he did, but it was stated by Augustine and Anselm and Aquinas and all kinds of people in church history, and the Puritans stated it over and over again. And the problem is, once you separate happiness from the Christian life, what you're saying is, oh, well, the place all these people are seeking happiness, well, they can't find it in Christ. They can't find it in the church. They can find this thing we call joy. And what does that even mean? Joy in contrast to happiness. What is that? When you're feeling joy, if you're not feeling happiness, what are you feeling? I mean, oh, apparently you're not feeling anything because joy is not an emotion. So now it becomes, I can be this dour, sad-faced Christian who doesn't fall into the trap of happiness that the world is seeking. Instead, I have the holiness of Jesus, and I'm certainly not going to be happy and claim happiness. Right, and then we make the gospel horribly unattractive, and we deny the very thing that Scripture says. Isaiah 52:7 in the ESV and the NASB, two of the most literal translations, talks about the gospel as the good news of happiness.